Hello, and welcome to the ChemAL podcast, University of California, Santa Cruz. Here is your host, Caitlin Binder, author and narrator for you today. All right, so we're continuing remote experiment two. This is part two, the GC analysis of citrus oils. So we're starting on page two of that document. The isolated oil from distillation will be analyzed by gas chromatography, GC, to determine its composition. Everybody says GC, nobody says gas chromatography. I just did. Okay, whatever. The components of the oils usually travel through the heated GC column in the order of their boiling points. Higher boiling compounds travel fastest and elute first, earliest to exit the column and create a peak on the chart. Less volatile compounds travel slower and elute last. There are exceptions to this relationship, so authentic samples of each compound are injected individually. The authentic samples are called standards. Retention times are calculated and used to compare the standard's relative elution or exit order from the GC column. The standard retention times are compared to those of the peaks in the citrus oil. The areas under the peaks will be calculated to determine the percent composition of the oil. At a given set of GC conditions, temperature, and type of column on the same instrument, one compound will consistently exit the column in the same amount of time after injection. This is known as retention time, TR, the amount of time the compound is retained on the column. For example, students inject pure limonene and observe one major peak. There is no timer on the recorder, but it moves the paper at a certain speed, 2.5 centimeters per minute. The distance in centimeters from the start of the injection to the beginning of the peak can be converted to its corrected retention time, TR, prime, where the distance is measured using the air peak as the beginning of the run. You can expect there to be several peaks in the chromatogram of citrus oil, which correspond to the various components isolated in the distillation step. If the citrus oil contains any limonene, then expect to see a peak at the exact time as the standard. Once the peaks are identified, calculate the percent composition of each component in the citrus oil using the area under the curves integration of each of the peaks. You see equations 2 and 3 in the PDF and figures. I just had to let Obi outside. He was scratching at the door, but Obi says hi. Hi, y'all. That's it. So that's it for the intro. There's a new set of pre-lab questions, pre-lab quiz. There's a separate worksheet. And we're going to skip to the procedure. Now I'm regretting splitting this up. Great. So it's separated there. Sorry. I don't know why I didn't just stop recording. Day 2. Okay, procedure. Day 2, GC analysis of citrus oil. There will be demonstrations on proper sample preparation and the use of the gas chromatograph at the beginning of lab. Standards are injected first, then your oil. Record the chart speed and all other conditions posted on the bulletin board above the instrument, oven temperature, etc. Use care when handling the sharp, delicate needles. Rinse the syringe 3 times with the sample before each run to treat the syringe and remove air bubbles. Load 0.2 microliters of sample into the syringe and pull back to the 10 microliter mark with air. Write the sample name on the chart paper, then turn on the chart recorder. Turn the knob on the recorder to mark the beginning of the run and quickly inject the sample with air into the hot or injection port. The air or acetone peak will be used as the starting point for the corrected retention time. Rinse the syringe 3 times with acetone and clean the outside of the needle with a chem wipe to remove traces of liquid after each injection to avoid cross-contamination. Take note of the least count and IOE of the needle. Inject pure samples of limonene, alpha-pinene, beta-pinene, and gamma-terpenine, rotating with other groups for fair sharing of the instruments as instructed by the TA. Allow all the components to come out before performing the next injection. Myrcene is not injected due to unwanted interaction with the column. Measure the corrected retention times of each standard, no integration, before performing the injection of your citrus oil. Check with your TA, then inject your oil and identify the peaks by comparing corrected retention times to the standards. Determine which compounds are the main components of your oil. Spike your sample with a standard to confirm presence of minor components. Procedure below. Calculate the percent composition of the oil. This analysis must be done during this lab period in case further injections are necessary. Although not ideal, standard peaks can still be interpreted if the peaks level off at the top because only the retention time is needed. However, if the peaks from the citrus oil are too small to interpret, or if sample peaks, not air or solvent peaks, level out at the top, repeat the injection. Now Obi wants to get back in. I'm just trying to conserve heat, bud. He's so sweet. Where was I? I think I was at, however, if the peaks from the citrus oil are too small to interpret, or if sample peaks, not air or solvent peaks, level out at the top, repeat the injection. The intrinsic error is very high because the sample volume is so small and ILE of the syringe is so high. Often, simply repeating an injection at the same volume will provide data that is easier to interpret. Do not increase sample volume beyond 0.2 microliters. Measure the retention times of the peaks and calculate the area under the curve for integration. There is also intrinsic error associated with the measurements of retention times because the boiling points of certain compounds are similar. Confirm the identity absence of either of the pinenes and or terpenene by injecting your oil plus spiked with standards. Injecting your oil that is spiked with the standards. Yeah. Suppose you obtain the chromatograms of the oil and the standards, and it is unclear whether a certain peak in the oil is alpha or beta pinene. Both have similar retention times. Don't mind my clicking. Spiking procedure. Rinse the syringe with acetone as usual, then rinse with one of the standards, for example, alpha pinene. Some alpha pinene will remain adhered to the inside walls of the needle and syringe. Wipe the needle with a Kim wipe to remove any alpha pinene on the outside, though it remains on the inside. Draw 0.2 microliters of citrus oil into the syringe, being careful not to contaminate your sample with alpha pinene. Draw air into the syringe. This oil sample is now contaminated with alpha pinene. Inject your contaminated oil. If your oil contains alpha pinene, you will observe an enhanced peak for this compound. But if your oil contains beta pinene instead, you will see an additional peak for beta pinene. You will see a peak for beta pinene plus another for alpha pinene, the contaminant spike. If needed, repeat the same type of analysis, spiking your oil with beta pinene. The procedure could be applied to any standard to positively identify any or all of the peaks in the chromatogram of the oil, time permitting. See lab PDF for figure 4. And that, my friends, I believe is it. Again, I decided not to read the pre-lab questions or anything in the worksheet, but I hope you have a blast checking out those charts, figuring out what's in that oil. This is Caitlin Binder signing off. Whoop, whoop.